this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting the husband and wife who shot 14 people to death at a California holiday party Thursday had 12 pipe bombs, bomb-making materials, and thousands of rounds of ammunition in their apartment. The biggest question left for investigators is why the couple did what they did. David Bowditch is the assistant director of the FBI's Los Angeles office.
We are trying to determine the motive. We do not yet know the motive. We cannot rule anything out at this point.
Syed Rizan Farooq and his wife, Tafshin Malik, were killed in a shootout with police near the handicapped training center, where they shot and killed 14 people and wounded 21. British fighter jets have carried out the first airstrikes in Syria targeting the Islamic State following a vote in Parliament. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Just hours after military action was approved, four British Tornado jets took off from their base in Cyprus to attack Islamic State targets in Syria. The first bombs were dropped on the Omar oil refineries in the east that it's believed were used to fund the terror group. Britain has sent eight further jets to its base in Cyprus as the bombing campaign intensifies. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Fighting was reported in central Somalia Thursday, a day after the leaders of the rival Puntland and Galmudug administration signed a peace agreement. Medical officials say at least 10 people were killed, more than 30 wounded. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged negotiators at climate change talks in Paris to adopt a universal agreement to begin alleviating the effects of global warming. The UN chief spoke to reporters before returning to Paris Thursday to rejoin the conference. Conferees hope to have an agreement by the end of the week. This is VOA News. Switzerland's Justice Ministry has identified FIFA Vice Presidents Alfredo Hauit and Juan Angel Naput as the two Latin Americans arrested Thursday in the latest raids targeting officials of the World Football Organization. The ministry said both men opposed their extradition to the United States. Swiss officials indicate the U.S. suspects the men of accepting bribes worth millions of dollars. South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeal has convicted double amputee athlete Oscar Pistorius of murder, overturning his earlier conviction of culpable homicide, a less serious charge.
The accused conviction and sentence on count one are set aside and replaced with the following. Guilty of murder, with the accused having had criminal intent in the form of dolus eventualis.
The court announced its ruling Thursday in the case of the Olympic star who was convicted last year of the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. The judge said regardless of whether Pistorius thought he was shooting an unknown intruder or knew it was his girlfriend, he should have known his actions would cause death. U.S. women soldiers will be able to drive tanks and fire mortars in the near future. The Pentagon is planning to open all combat positions to women beginning in the new year. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter made the announcement Thursday.
I'm directing all the military services to proceed to open all military occupational specialties to women 30 days from today.
Ashton Carter. The head of the U.S. Central Bank told Congress Thursday a growing economy is boosting employment and rising toward a healthier rate of inflation. Federal Reserve Chairman Janet Yellen said the economy is moving toward the Fed's 2% inflation target rate. She said this seems to indicate that a rate hike is coming unless economic indicators turn sharply worse. Fed officials have been considering an interest rate increase for a long time. The U.S. House of Representatives has adjourned until next week without reaching an agreement on a government spending bill. A spending measure has to be passed by both the House and the Senate by December 11th to avoid a partial government shutdown. Among the policy issues causing controversy are deregulation measures Democrats say would undo provisions to protect the nation's clean air and water, and measures on Syrian and Iraqi refugees. President Obama says he will veto any bill that halts the resettlement of Iraqi and Syrian refugees. A Turkish official says the foreign ministers of Turkey and Russia met Thursday on the sidelines of a Europe security meeting. It was their first high-level bilateral talks since Turkey downed a Russian fighter jet last month. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.